Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
You listen to me. I want you to let the people that are landing take those Outlander children with them.
I'm not gonna let the honor of our name be smirched because you got yourself caught like a yellow dog. If they wanna fight, they can have it.
Contact! We are being fired upon. Say again, we are receiving hostile fire.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon.
What's wrong?
There have been complications. And Admiral Serrano's grandson is down there.
All they've got is old-fashioned small arms and big knives.
Major, it could be a lot worse than that. These guys may have our missing nukes.
Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Elizabeth Demery, MB Van Dorn, Corey James, Peter Stray, Sonny Lasky, Sherry Simpson, Lily Beacon, Stephen Carpenter, Michael John Casey, Elizabeth Jernigan, Michael Glenn, Thomas Penny, Jeff Baker, Karen Carbone, Colleen Delaney, Tim Getman, James Lewis, David Coyne, James Konacek, Tom Simpson, Mort Shelby, Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Ken Jackson, Kate Foster, and Chris Rowan. Book 5, Rules of Engagement, Part 2.
The Admiral wants you.
Esme Suiza looked up from her lists at the jig in the doorway. She hadn't done something wrong again, surely.
On my way.
Whatever it was, a bad attitude wouldn't make it any better. In Admiral Hornan's outer office, the clerk nodded at her soberly and touched a button on the desk.
Go right in, Lieutenant Suiza.
So it was serious, and she still had no idea what was going on. They had chewed all the flavor out of her sins so far. What else was there to attack? She met Admiral Hornan's eyes squarely.
Lieutenant Suiza, reporting, sir.
At ease, Lieutenant. I'm sorry to say I have sad news for you. We have received a request relayed by Ansible from your father for you to take emergency leave. Your great-grandmother has died.
Esme felt her knees give a little.
Sit down, Lieutenant.
Esme sat, her mind whirling.
Would you like tea? Coffee?
No. Thank you, sir. I'll be fine in a moment.
Your father indicates that you and your great-grandmother were close.
Yes, sir.
And says that your presence is urgently needed for both legal and family matters, if you can possibly be spared. Under the circumstances, I think you certainly can be spared. Your presence here is hardly essential.
He might as well have said it was grossly unwelcome. Esme registered that, but felt none of the pain she would have felt before. Great-grandmother had been a constant, even in self-exile, all Esme's life, all her father's life.
Thank you, sir.
I'm curious to know, if you would not mind telling me, what legalities might require a great-grandchild's presence at such a time.
Esme dragged her mind back to the present conversation. She felt she was wading through glue.
I'm not entirely sure, sir. Unless I am my great-grandmother's nearest female relative in the female line, and I'd have thought it was my Aunt Sanibel.
I don't follow.
It's the land, sir. The estancia. Land passes in the female line.
Land? How much land?
Sir, I'm sorry, but I don't know. A lot?
10 hectares? 100?
Oh, no. Much more than that. The headquarters buildings occupy 20 hectares, and the polo fields are probably 100 hectares there. Most of the small paddocks up by the house are 50 hectares.
A small paddock, just part of this land, is 50 hectares?
Yes, and the large pastures for the cattle are anywhere from 1 to 3,000 hectares.
All right, a lot of land. Lieutenant, does anyone in the fleet know that you are that rich?
Rich?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?